How is it possible that it's been 10 years since we started the Sportscasters Club? 10 years! And in those 10 years, as we look back on it, there have been a lot of lessons and things we've learned. In this episode, we're going to touch on three of the key takeaways that we've learned in 10 years at the Sportscasters Club.
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show, where it's all about becoming a better sportscaster and a better sports fan. And now, your host, a man who began his sports broadcasting career way back in 1993, Rick Schultz.
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. I am Rick Schultz, glad to have you with us for this scintillating episode. Wherever you check us out, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whether you check us out at the Buzzsprout website, whether you see us on Twitter, Facebook, however you listen to the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. And thank you for all the messages and questions that you send to questions@sportscastersclub.com. Today's episode, we're going to take a look back. It's hard to believe that it's been 10 years since we first posted our first entry at sportscastersclub.com. And now when you look back at that, there are hundreds of articles, tips, stories, advice, information for sports broadcasters and for sports fans. And it's become a great resource for people in the business and also people who want to get into the sports broadcasting business. I've written a lot of the articles, but we've got contributors that have also written some of them as well. And you can check them out. And they link to a lot of different resources also. And it's all free at sportscastersclub.com. So take a look. And if you have someone in your life who's an aspiring sportscaster, please share the show with them and share the website with them as well. But as we look back at 10 years, we've talked about so many things on the website. We've talked about the technical how-tos about broadcasting, whether it be play-by-play, color, sports reporting, studio hosting, sideline reporting, all these different aspects of sportscasting. We've talked about stories on how to become better, things you need to consider as a sportscaster, how to build a career, what kind of people to surround yourself with, and so much more in all the different articles and stories and resources we've shared on the website. But I wanted to pick three main takeaways that I think will help you as we look back on our last decade at Sportscasters Club and for you to consider as you're either building a career or as you're looking back at your career. Where were you 10 years ago? Where do you want to be 10 years from now? And this is obviously important for broadcasters and people in the industry, but it's also important for fans because it helps you become a better fan when you know what the sportscaster is considering and what goes on behind the scenes. So this is going to be an interesting episode. The three main takeaways that we have gathered and that we want to share after 10 years at the Sportscasters Club. Gosh, 10 years. It feels like just yesterday. We're going to get to those three key takeaways right after this. Are you an aspiring sportscaster or an established sportscaster? Or how about just a sports fan? Well, you probably are, which is why you're tuned into the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. A great way to get practice, to build a platform, and to become a better broadcaster is by doing exactly what I'm doing right now, hosting a podcast. And the cool thing is, it's really easy. It's really simple. I mean, if I can do it, really anybody can do it. Hosting a podcast now is something that's available to anyone, if you're a beginner or if you're advanced. Number one, it's a lot of fun. Number two, it allows you to improve and become better in your craft. And number three, it's a great way to put your name out there and network and build a career. So if you would like to host a podcast, you can do the same thing I've done, and I've chosen to use Buzzsprout as my host. Number one, they're pretty much the easiest one out there. It is so simple to start a podcast with Buzzsprout. And again, if I can do it, you can do it. Number two, they're very inexpensive. And number three, they have all the tools you need to grow your podcast the way you want to do it. You have complete control. So if you're interested in setting up a podcast for yourself, check out the show notes. You can take a look at the process. It's so simple. You can go right on there, click it, and you can be set up literally within a few minutes. It's very easy. If you have questions about the process, you can always send a message to me at questions@sportscastersclub.com. But again, if you're interested in hosting your own podcast, check out the show notes. I'll put the link in here for Buzzsprout. Check it out, and if you have questions, I'd be glad to help as well. All right, I'm Rick Schultz. Thanks for tuning into the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. Let's get right to it. The three key takeaways from 10 years at the Sportscasters Club. Number one, one thing that is easy to see when we look back and think about our career and then looking at all the people we've helped and coached and trained over the last decade, we all start from the same place. That's takeaway number one. We all start from the same place. We all have that day when we decide that we want to pursue the sportscasting industry. Maybe it's when we realized, as it was for me, that playing was no longer going to be my future. Played baseball in high school, college, but it wasn't going to go any further than that. So how could I stay involved? And that's how my career expanded into broadcasting professional baseball and then college basketball, talk shows, and everything else. And maybe that's what happened with you too. But I started at a place when I was about 18 years old. I was excited. I was enthusiastic. I wanted to jump in head first, but I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know how to get into the industry. I just knew I had to do something. And so I just jumped right in. And that's probably how you started your career as well. And I think that's a very important thing to consider, that we all started from that same place. And that's why you'll notice in the sports media industry, people are willing to help. People that have achieved success, they are willing to help because they were once where you are now. And that is always something to keep in your mind. When you want to reach out to a professional and you want to ask a question, or you want to build a relationship with someone, go for it. Because 9 times out of 10, probably 95 times out of 100, that person will be very willing to help you. Not always, but the vast majority of the time. I mean, when I think about people who influenced my career when I began, you know, there were so many. And it's hard to start naming names because then you forget people that have been instrumental in your career. But if I could name Bill Rogan, Kevin Burkhart, Bob Outer, Chris Carlin, Mike Breen, just to start and name a few people that were willing to help me learn, help me get experience, answer my questions, teach me different aspects, give me opportunities. Granted, you have to make a lot of the opportunities, but people are willing to help. And that's always important to remember. We all started from the same place. So reach out to those professionals. And then when you succeed, if you're already in this industry, keep that in mind too, because we want to always look back at the newer generations coming up, the young men and women who aspire to be in this industry. And we want to be the ones to reach out that helping hand. That was one of the great joys when I was the sports director at WFUV Radio at Fordham University, was sitting down for the first time with an aspiring sportscaster, a new student, or a prospective student who would come in and sit down and ask questions and want to gain information about where to go and how to build a career. And we did that at Fordham. I did that at Marist College when I was an adjunct professor there for many years. and also at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting when I taught as a professor, as an adjunct at CSB. And that's what we've carried over to the Sportscasters Club. But we all start at the same place. Be willing to reach out to people and be willing to help. Number two, the second key takeaway from 10 years at the Sportscasters Club builds on what I just said. Most successful sportscasters are willing and happy to help. Most of them are. And you'll find that as you reach out to people, whether it's formally or informally, they're willing to help. And now, with social media and electronic communications, it's so much easier than it was. 20 years ago, you'd have to either track somebody down physically, maybe stalk the radio station and wait till they show up or depart for the day, or you'd have to write a letter and hope that it gets to them and they open it and read it and have some way to contact you or you to follow up with them. It was so difficult. But most successful broadcasters are willing to help. If you find someone who's not willing to help, it's a rarity. And usually that has a lot to do with them and not you. And we answer a lot of questions, as you know, here on the Sportscasters Club radio show when people send in an email to questions@sportscastersclub.com. And we certainly welcome those questions. And we've been doing that now for 10 years. And it's been a blast because we get questions that we had. And sometimes we get questions we've never thought of because it's different now in the year 2020 than it was back in the year 1993 when I started. And so we hear new things and that helps us get better too. So most professionals are very willing to help. Number three, the third key takeaway that we've learned from 10 years at the Sportscasters Club online radio show and at the website, we generally all want and need the same things to succeed and progress. No matter where we start from, whether you're a male or female, whether you're old or young, whether you're black or white, whether you live on the East Coast, the West Coast, or anywhere in the middle, whether you go to school or you don't, whether you have a 9-to-5 job or you're on your own, whether you have a family or you're solo, we all need some basic things to succeed and progress. And just some of the things that jump out to me, we need mentors. Very important. We need people to learn from. We need people that have been where we want to go so we can ask them, how do you do that? How did you do that? And how can I do that? We need a network. We all need a network of people. And that's one of the great things that we're proud of here at Sportscasters Club. And we're going to see a lot more this year in terms of a network. I've had a couple people contacted me in the past couple weeks. And when I asked them, what would be important for you to help build a career? And they both mentioned a network of people to surround myself with. So it made me think about some of the possibilities and things that we can do here at the Sportscasters Club. If you have some interest in that, shoot me a message, shoot me an email, and maybe we can include you in some new things that we might have planned for later this year. We all need real nuts and bolts feedback. When I was young, it came in the form of Marty Glickman, where we would sit with Marty every week, and he would listen to our tapes and critique our play-by-play. Here's what you're doing correctly, here's what you need to work on. Here's what I liked, here's what I didn't like. Here's where you succeed, here's where you fail. And those objective sessions with Marty were tremendously valuable. And it's really the foundation of how I coach students now, and a lot of what you'll read at the website is based on that foundation and that philosophy that came from Marty Glickman. But I needed that real nuts and bolts feedback. Every broadcaster needs it, whether you've been in the industry for 5 minutes or 55 years, you still need it. We can improve a lot on our own, but having it from someone else and hearing it objectively from another person is extremely valuable. So we all need that, no matter what stage of the industry you're in. And lastly, one of the things we all need, regardless of where we are in this industry, is a roadmap for improvement. We need to know where we've been, where we are objectively in our career, in terms of our skills, our experience, and where we want to go. And we need a roadmap for that. How do I get better? How do I get where I want to be? And that is something you need no matter where you are in your career. So we need mentors, we need a network, we need nuts and bolts feedback, and we need a roadmap for improvement. That's all part of the general batch of things every one of us needs in this industry. So those are the three key takeaways. We all start from the same place. Most successful sportscasters are willing and happy to help. And we generally all want and need the same things to succeed. Hope that helps, those three key takeaways. And when we come back, I do have a question. It's from Brandon in Texarkana, Texas.
Now it's time for the best part of our show, your questions, our answers. To ask a question for the program, send an email to questions@sportscastersclub.com.
All right, the Sportscasters Club Online radio show, our question and answer period. Brandon, thank you very much for sending your question to questions@sportscastersclub.com. And Brandon asks, they tell me I am an introvert. Can I still be a sports announcer? That is a really good question. That is an awesome one. Because the impression you have from watching television, especially if you watch, I don't know, ESPN, the impression you have is that any sportscaster has to be gregarious and overly outgoing. That you have to be bubbly and exuberant and kind of over the top in your emotion and your attitude. And you think of people like Stephen A. Smith, who's done such a great job and built such a career. That's kind of what people think about now when they look at sportscasters. Stephen A. or Max Kellerman or Chris Berman, because he had quite a distinct personality. But my answer is that no, you do not have to be an outgoing personality to be a successful sportscaster. You can be an introvert and do really well at this, in this industry and at this business. I could certainly point to a lot of people who I would consider to be introverts. And it definitely depends on what part of the business you want to be in. Let's say if I'm a play-by-play man for the New York Mets, there's a lot less personality there than maybe some areas. Perhaps if I was hosting a talk show, maybe you might need a little bit more personality there, where you've got to be entertaining and informative and really capture the listener and bring them into your conversation. You know, a person like Will Kane, who does such a great talk show on ESPN Radio, he is engaging and he just captures your attention, and he formulates topics and ideas that make you think. And he's a really easy to talk to, easygoing guy, very much on the air like he is off. And I think he has that personality for a talk show. But you can really be both. You can be an introvert. I mean, I know a lot of people that when the microphone goes off, they're kind of quiet. I mean, I certainly don't consider myself to be an extrovert. I'm certainly skewed more towards the introverted side, being a more subdued person, a more conservative person. I'm not someone who wants to walk into a room and be the center of attention. Yet I feel very comfortable when I'm in front of a microphone talking, or whether I'm teaching a class or broadcasting on in front of a camera. You can be comfortable and you can be effective, but you don't have to be someone who wants to be the center of attention, wants to be this overboard, outgoing personality. You don't have to be that. I think the best piece of advice I could give is to just be yourself. If you are an outgoing, bubbly, enthusiastic, gregarious personality, then let it show. Ride your personality. Be who you are, because that's going to make you unique. If I tried to do that, it would seem phony. It would seem contrived and fake. My style is my style. Your style is your style. be the personality that you are. That's going to help you be the most natural. And oftentimes, the best broadcasters, as I mentioned with Will Cain a minute ago, are on the air just like they are off the air. When you talk to Chris Carlin off the air, it's just like listening to him on the air. Or Kevin Burkhart, same thing. And so many of the really good ones, they are on the air the way they are off the air. And that's why it's natural. And that's why it's easy for them to grow and succeed, because it's not contrived. So thank you for the question, Brandon. Hope things are well in Texarkana, Texas. Really appreciate you listening to our Sportscasters Club online radio show. And please share that answer with your friends. Be natural. You don't have to be outgoing. You can be an introvert and succeed at this business. And so many of us can attest to that.
Have you ever wondered how you can start a career in sports broadcasting? Do you dream of calling the action and working in sports for a living? We have a great free way for you to start learning about a sportscasting career. Download our free ebook, 7 Tips to Get Started in Sports Broadcasting, plus 3 myths that will shock most sports fans. Visit sportscastersclub.com and click on free stuff to download this book. This resource will help you jumpstart your career. It will also help you decide if you truly want to work in sportscasting. So download the 7 Tips to Get Started in Sports Broadcasting by visiting sportscastersclub.com and clicking on free stuff. Happy reading!
Well, that'll just about do it for this episode of the Sportscasters Club online radio show. I am Rick Schultz. We really appreciate you listening. And we touched on some great things today. 3 key takeaways from 10 years at the Sportscasters Club online radio show. We talked about the fact that we all start from the same place. Most successful sportscasters are willing and happy to help. And we generally all want and need the same things to succeed and progress in our career. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We've got some really good episodes coming up, some interviews as well. And as I mentioned, perhaps some new ways that you can join our community. So stay tuned there. Send your questions to questions@sportscastersclub.com. And we really appreciate you sharing and liking this program. It's really been awesome to see how it's grown on Apple particularly, but on all the different podcast listening apps and platforms out there. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for spreading the word, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sportscasters Club radio show at sportscastersclub.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you will never miss an episode. And thanks for liking, sharing, posting reviews, and spreading the word.